They're telling me to say something. Like what? Something deep? Something profound? Is that what people want to hear? They want to be preached to? No. They want to be inspired? Yes. What profound statement should I tell you today? That we are all connected. It's true. All life is connected. So you better respect me.
This is leave me. Don't hate me. Don't 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 leave me.
Thank you. on your hands has already been wasted. Beautiful defeat, again we meet down this long dark alley with the danger so sweet.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
yesterday. I was up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on, like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just the thought of those sweet ladies as they ship out through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few. Thank you.
on, smile.
Honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I hear something saying, sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here.
Well, don't you know that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All day long they're saying, my, 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 my. My work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my. My work is so hard, oh, oh, my, 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 my work is so hard.
Last night these two bouncers and one room's alright, the other one's a scary and his way or no way totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say behind the go through to the bit where you pay, and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't why can't he have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. But secretly I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants arms lying everywhere and balls as well. It's just something to talk about, a story to tell, yeah. thought about, it made so much sense. But now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. We'll be right back.
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Thank you.
when you get home.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
If I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I
somewhere. Yeah, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there are already foods laid out for us, with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat.
But not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Crafted.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I
well, I'd buy you some art,
a Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Rich.
plant you with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-coo-choo, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to a candidate's debate. Laugh about it, shout about it.